Calls for increased vigilance against Ebola have today dominated Martyrs' Day celebrations, prayers held across different parts of the country. Due to the Ebola outbreak that has so far affected hundreds in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo and about 15 in Uganda with one death, government postponed the celebrations, only allowing small gatherings. The move, according to health authorities, was meant to prevent further spread of the Ebola virus. At the Anglican site at Namugongo, the prayers have been attended by a handful of pilgrims, a stark difference from the thousands that would normally converge there. The basilica where this year's Martyrs' Day prayers took place were fumigated before the start of each mass. The celebrations are spearheaded by the Uganda Christian University after receiving permission from the Ministry of Health to hold the prayers under strict standard operating procedures. In a clearance letter to the Archbishop of Uganda, the Ministry of Health's Permanent Secretary, Dr. Diana Atwine, stated that in order to limit transmission risk, the total number of participants, including clergy and security, be limited to 200 persons. The other requirement is that all participants must be seated throughout the prayers and shall be dismissed immediately after the session as no post-event gatherings. During the service, Archbishop Stephen Kazimba Mugalu noted that Uganda Martyrs University will once again lead the choir at next year's Martyrs Day celebrations, saying the institution had not been able to fully showcase its talent and energy because of the limitation imposed this year. Out of the 600 choir members from Uganda Martyrs University who were expected to participate in this year's Martyrs Day celebrations, only 30 were permitted to take part in the service due to restrictions put in place following the Ebola outbreak. At the Namugongo Catholic Shrine, the in-charge, Father Vincent Lubega, cautioned pilgrims against fetching water from the stream.
Well, normally when people come here for a pilgrimage, they go to fetch water from the lake. Now, given what we are going through, there's nothing like that. We have closed those taps, because when you go there to fetch water, you touch the taps, the same people, and that can be a way of spreading the disease. So I, with all humility, ask those who come for water, please wait. When everything is clear, you shall have the water.
Meanwhile, similar events are organized in the various districts, with organizers urged to observe the standard operating procedures. In Barara City, Reverend Father Didas Kasapuri, the parish priest of Uganda Martyrs Catholic Parish, has urged Christians to emulate the Uganda Martyrs by committing to make the world better. Speaking to KFM, Father Kasapuri challenged citizens to take an active role in ending corruption and environmental degradation and continue observing the standard operating procedures.
I've gone around the world, I've discovered that this is one of the best countries in the world, especially Western Uganda, but also the entire country. And central Uganda, as I can see, we have a good environment, but you're harassing it left and right. Pope Francis gave us an extinction protocol, I would also see, we are supposed to protect our environment, you know. But people are digging farms, bottles elsewhere, I mean everywhere, you find papers everywhere. So as if we are not seeing at tomorrow, we are not seeing at our children, how will they survive where we are going? So I see, as you celebrate this day, we should also think about our environment and what we are going to leave behind for our children.
At St. Jude Catholic Parish in Wakiso District, Christians have been encouraged to emulate the strength of the Uganda Martyrs and remain focused in whatever challenges they face for the better. While at the Catholic Parish in Kamuli District, Reverend Father Ben Kiaka Wakabi says the Ebola outbreak should be considered an opportunity for Christians to renew their faith in God, which can be done even without gathering.